Hi, welcome to Vision Destiny 2021, in which I'm sharing some of the things that have happened so far in 2020, sharing my journals. I've had a lot more time to engage with a lot less traveling, so I want to put into perspective some of the things God's done in light of what's going on, the shaking of the systems that we're in the world, and all of the instability and uncertainty, that actually that God is solid, God is secure, that God was not shocked by this. In reality, God told me to prepare for this in 2017. So this is not something that God was unaware of, but God is working through it. God didn't bring it, but he is working through it to bring good out of it, to change the world. And I don't believe we need to default back to what it was before, but let's look ahead at a new horizon, a new vista, new opportunities to embrace a new global world, which in which a new level of spirituality is being unveiled and revealed, and that the reality of who God truly is as love is being awakened in the world, who are looking at fear with the systems that they've been putting their trust in and now realizing there must be something better. So I believe we're in a great position if, as sons of God, we begin to take our position in authority and exercise that authority to bring about the changes needed for heaven to manifest on earth. So let's just look at where we are. I had an encounter on the 1st of July with the Restoration of Government Group, which I want to share with you. I engaged with Union, one of the fallen angels that was operating as division, to find out what their strategy was. It revealed that the primary strategy was to infiltrate the world through the church. And I do believe that the world is a reflection of the church, not the other way round. So if we're looking at the world and judging the world, well, actually we need to judge ourselves, and we need to look at the fact that we are the head, we're not the tail, therefore the world responds to us. If the world is in a bad state, it's because the church, the institution, is in a bad state. And this is what I was shown. They used the leaven of Herod and the Pharisees, as Jesus warned his disciples they would. The religious and political spirit would infiltrate the church, which would then be mirrored in the world systems. Father said, as his children come out of the wilderness of religion, they will shine brightly to demonstrate union and oneness. There was another tactic, which was to create false unity. That was based on compromised agreements that created lukewarmness. It wasn't based on a heart oneness, but let's come together over this compromised agreement. That's not real unity. In this encounter, we saw colored orbs, and those colored orbs were moving around the world, around the globe. And they came together in union to form a bright white light, the light of love, when we are in agreement. So when we come together in agreement, when we're not in division, then the light of God shines, the light of love shines, and God is seen. When we're in division, in competition, in conflict, when we're tribal, empirical, building our own empires of denominating on the basis of our beliefs and doctrines and theology, then that light is not going to shine. And the world is not seeing the love, who God is, because that love is not seen through the church, because we're in division. So Union was then commissioned to be in agreement with the New Order Ecclesia, who are rising to collaborate with the Father's heart. Now God is rising up New Order Ecclesia, groups of people gathering together with a passion and a heart for God, and he is commissioning Union, that those group of angels, to engage with them, to help bring us into that place where we're not in division or divisive or in competition, but we're one heart, one mind, one purpose. The Father said, Son, brood over restoration within the cradle of life. Really go deep to identify with creation's groaning. Feel the pain creation feels over the lost identity of our children and the discord and disconnection that was once union and harmony. There's a loss, a regret within the groan of creation. The longing and waiting in anticipation of the rising of sonship is over now, as the new dawn is now broken. The frequencies of hope and the light of love have rippled throughout creation, and the elementals are awakening as a sign. And a lot of people are engaging the elementals, who are beings that God created to help us manage creation from a spiritual and physical way. Hope springs eternal. This is now the beginning of the end of bondage, and new days will dawn in an age of fulfillment and freedom, where the light of truth will shine brightly. And this is what we've got to look forward to. Division between man and creation is ending as the sons of God become one with us, each other, and creation once again. It's got to start somewhere. Let it start with us. The sons of the joy of union will be the songs of the joy of union will be sung, sounding throughout creation in a jubilant celebration once again. We are a song. We carry a frequency. We carry love and light. Let's express it. The united orchestra playing the great symphony, the music of the spheres, signifying the dawn of the new age. And I can hear that. I can feel it. I can sense it in my being. We're on the cusp. We're on the edge. We're at the event horizon of a whole new age of sonship and reality. Sun, brood long for the fullness of restoration, so the sound of many waters will be amplified in the chamber of creation. And that's what happens when you brood, and when you begin to amplify that sound, the waterfall, the sound of many waters, and the chamber of destiny behind that waterfall, I've found that's the connection to the chamber of creation. The living light of grace and truth will resonate with the sound that our sons produce, ready to form new creation realities. The glory of the children of God will bring freedom to all of creation when all the colors merge into one unified, bright white light of family. Family is about oneness. Family is about identity. Family is not about cloning, conformity. It's about diversity in one. The whole of creation was created to be a family full of diversity, each part resplendent in its beauty, a union of variety with no competition or conflict. July 7th, 2020. I engaged the cradle of life to resonate with the Father's heart for creation, and I began to brood over peace and harmony. My heart was moved with compassion for those beings within creation deceived into causing warmongering. I saw and felt the Father's heart for their restoration to the Father's original intent and purpose. And this is what you do when you brood there. You come into an alignment, an agreement, and a cardiogenosis of the Father's heart that motivates and stirs desire to see what the Father's desire is and to begin to outwork it. My being began to pulsate with energy, and the sound of many waters began to energize the chamber of creation, where the amplification excited the quantum lumens to begin moving to the rhythm of peace and harmony. So when we brood over something, it is creative thought energy which begins to form a sound, a song, a frequency, a vibration. And that then, as with the quantum lumens, the living light grace strings of creation, starts to manifest that reality. It might not happen instantly, it's process, but it begins. I saw the reality for restoration of warmonger and released the frequency of hope as the light streamed into creation. So I was releasing this as a reality that I saw, and then I released that reality so they could see it, feel it, sense it, and be drawn to it. I then entered the dark cloud, the cloud of mystery. Clothed with that mystery, I began to call for the bench of three of warmonger to be drawn to love's light and the hope of restoration and freedom that had been released through the chamber of creation. I asked union and covenant to stand with me as they came into the cloud. And in that quantum moment that was stretched out, I saw the next season play out. And this is how I found that I'm untethered from time, and time is not limited. In that moment, all time exists, and therefore that season for the restoration of warmonger played out in front of me. I became aware of all the process that would lead to their restoration until finally the light emerged from the darkness. Now, I did all that I would do normally and be led to do in reaching a being and engaging it with light. All of that played out in that moment. And it was an amazing to see that there before us were three beautiful light beings radiating the light of peace. So I introduced them to the benches of union and covenant that they would come together. I felt the celebration of the heavenly hosts, and I commissioned them to the task of helping to facilitate global transformation. They revealed that conflict through competition and division was at the heart of their strategies economically, but their major focus was to keep the church system divided and in opposition with one another because of doctrinal and theological arguments. They told me the Bible had been their greatest success in creating conflict, and I saw in a moment all the division that occurred throughout church history. And this was an amazing thing. It's like in that moment, I had a panoramic view and I traveled the timeline to see when all of these divisions took place. And they are many, but they started very quickly. When the schools of divinity, designed with the intention of maintaining purity of faith, became divisive because they started to doctrinize and to theologize relationship. The council's intention for unity was used, and there was many councils in the early church who came together to decide what was true and what wasn't true. Their intention for unity was used to divide over doctrine and just created further division until fear of error, motivated by the need to control the narrative through Constantine and the Council of Nicaea, restricted the truth. And so much truth was restricted at that point that we went into the Dark Ages, in reality, is what they're called. I saw the Council of Carthage, manipulated by fear of error, bartering over the canonization of the Bible. And again, this was a terrible point in history, a point of division and separation. I saw the Council of Ephesus separate the Assyrian church, and the Council of Chalcedon separate the Oriental Orthodox Church. And these things happened in history, and I was watching and so sad as I saw it. I saw the Great Schism, the 11th century, separate the Orthodox Church. I saw the Dark Ages and then the Reformation create more and more division, denominating over truth and Bible interpretation. Anabaptist, Calvinist, Protestant, Restorationist, Anglican, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, East and West, Russian and Greek, Anabaptist, Amish, Mennonites, Lutheran, Reformed, Anglican, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Quakers, Hussites, Brethren, Zionists, Evangelical. All of these situations were just before me. I saw them happen. I saw the division, the enmity, the strife that they caused, and how that created in the world all of the war-based systems of conflict between nations, where nations started competing, building empires. That Pentecostal, the Assemblies of God, the Elim Pentecostal, Charismatic, Adventist, Prophetic, Apostolic, House Church, Cell Church, Vineyard, Restoration, Trinitarian, Non-Trinitarian, Church of Christ, Non-Denominational, Salvation Army, Unitarian, Universalist, Messianic Judaism, etc., etc., etc. All of these schisms and divisions that have been formed have just fueled the world systems. What was once one body united as what as family, becoming more and more fragmented as the denominations emerged to guard their truth, until the body was divided in competition and conflict. I saw the rise of Islam and the response to persecution, the Crusades, the Christendom, Inquisitions, conquest of South and North America in the name of church and state, creating nations through violence and conflict, Africa, India, the Far East, empire. I saw it all, the formation of empires by Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, expanding through the centuries, culminating with the British Empire exporting religion along with colonialism. Terrible. And it was. It shows so me that we must really seek for union, for honor, for respect among each other. Even when we don't agree, we can still be seen as one family. All of this was destroying civilizations, enslaving whole people groups in the name of greed and profit, changing the world through global economic expansion. I saw how the blessing intended for all the families of the earth had been perverted to become the global control systems of the elite few. I felt so sad as I saw how this was mirrored in world wars, conflicts over the denominating, dividing and competing for empire, territory and wealth. Son, you have seen the fall of mankind, now begin to brood over its restoration. Do not fall into the same trap set for your ancestors. If the restoration of all things is to succeed, union, covenant, peacemaking must be expressed as love's light in a culture of honour and respect. Son, do not divide over doctrine and theology, but maintain oneness in love and rejoice and celebrate diversity within family. There will be challenges ahead that will need to be faced with openness and honesty, with be transparent in communication, keep up healthy dialogue and discussion. Do not let fear of error cause more denominating for the sake of doctrinal purity. Be very careful over excluding based on beliefs and fight fiercely for relationship and oneness of heart. So never create a mantra that requires believing to belong. Be inclusive and not exclusive. 9th of July. Son, I've called and chosen you for position, and I've given you your identity. Do not let anyone change you but me. In good time, you will be able to widen your focus, but for now, keep your attention fixed on the spiritual realm. The shift for you has enabled you to withdraw from those things that keep you from your main mandate, which is the heavens and their effect on the earth. Now you see global issues that need addressing. You can focus your attention on the restoration needed within the spiritual and dimensional realms. Engage with Limitless, Union and Hope, each of the angelic benches, to help facilitate the removal of division, competition and conflict, to stop warmongering and tribalism. Son, maintain your focus on the restoration of all things in the conferences that you are involved with, but vary the content depending on the maturity of those gatherings. I know some of the material that I can share is very controversial, and therefore I don't want to offend people deliberately. I'm not doing it deliberately, and Q&As are very difficult to navigate when you're in a conference because people ask you things that other people may be find it difficult to hear. But I have to be careful. Don't get embroiled with the religious and political spirit that's operating in the political system in the USA, as that is not your mandate. I really shy away from all of that political and religious stuff that's going on. Keep your distance. Don't get distracted by the fear prophecies and the conspiracies that are being used by those with the agendas of division. Those with small minds do not see the big picture or me at work within it, as their focus is often limited and restricted to issues relating to their self-interest. For our sons who have risen to be seated above the whole of creation will be their desire, as it will have captivated their hearts. And my heart for creation is so captivated with the passion that the Father has and his oracles. Son, this shift in relation to you is to end your time of establishing Ecclesia on earth so your focus can be on what is needed in heaven for others to do so. Be careful you do not get drawn back to local issues. Maintain your global, cosmic and dimensional focus and do not get distracted. There are other shifts coming, but they are nothing to fear for those who are preparing in the heavens for these shakings designed to remove the man-made worldly systems. And people, and I think like us and me, are preparing for these shakings and therefore will be ready for them. Nothing to fear. Son, continue to collaborate with our heart, brood over that which we show you, and create the sound and the light frequencies that will facilitate those shakings and shifts. Great transformation at all levels will only come through the shaking of the existing structures, mindsets, belief systems, worldviews, relationships, systems, and ideologies. The old must become obsolete and fade away in transition for the new to become to come into its full measure. Be careful that you do not cling on to the old, as that will delay the new, but embrace the change and do not resist it. Son, do not fear the darkness, as this must get deeper before people will begin to look for the light. The brightness of the rising of our sons will always be more apparent during times of trial and trouble as they create the greatest changes. There will be more global trouble ahead, but cooperate with our purposes within it and do not try to stop it, as that will only delay the transformation it brings. Be joyful and rejoice when things get dark, as that means the breakthrough of the light of dawn is drawing near. 13th of July. Son, trust in me and I will fulfill the desires of your heart as you rest and seek me first. Prioritize love and watch me change the situations around you to align your heart's desire. Now, sometimes things around you just don't feel that they're right. They feel that they're going wrong, or you feel that, well, I'm doing all this and actually around my life, these things are not manifesting. Now, that's often the case. And sometimes we find it easier to engage with things wider afield than we do things right at home. But God was promising me that these things would change. The great shift will have great impact upon most people's understanding and will be the catalyst for the changes necessary for the restoration of all things. The old systems must fade away as people's trust in them will be shaken and they will be seeking for something to put their trust in. The sons of God must be ready to be revealed as the light of love that the world will be looking for. Heaven and earth must come into alignment, being within the order of Melchizedek, as priests and kings establishing the kingdom in heaven and oracles and legislators manifesting the kingdom on earth. Mature sons will converge heaven and earth as they are representing the lion, the ox, the eagle, and the man in their cherubic nature. Only when heaven begins to be manifested on earth will the light be able to be seen to draw our children away from the DOA path to follow the path of the tree of life. Tree of life within brings balance and order to the spirit soul body and connects the dimensions through the Merkaba. Son, as you activate the energy systems within you to see the rivers of living waters flow from your innermost being, they will need to be in balance. Now, sometimes our spirit is out of balance with our soul, or our soul is out of balance with our spirit, and our body is not energized and activated because of this lack of balance. This is why when activating the energy gates, the seals, the chakras, whatever you want to call them within, there must be a balance between spirit and soul. I will give you understanding of the tree of life in its many levels to give this balance between the spiritual and physical dimensions. And I shared this earlier, but here is a picture of the different things with the tree of life from a perspective of how they relate within us to bring this balance within our energy gates. And I showed this, what the Father showed me, that within the tree of life, the crown connects to the crown chakra, beauty connects to the heart chakra, and the kingdom connects to the root chakra. And those three form a bench. And then the other open when there is a balance between wisdom, spirit, intelligence, soul. When there's a balance and that engages the third eye so we can see. Then you have mercy, spirit, judgment, soul. That functions in the throat chakra that we can speak. Then you have triumph, spirit, glory, soul, and that begins, that's the other way around, sorry, and that begins to engage the sacral chakra for creativity. And then we have the foundation with the sacral chakra, which is the root, engaged with creation, and all of these things work together. Now, I'm just exploring this. I'm putting it out there because I know this is, again, controversial. And when people start talking about chakras and all of this stuff, they get, you know, and even the picture there, you know, someone sitting in a lotus position, people get all freaked out about bodily positions. And, you know, don't let the new age or anything of that stop you engaging the reality of having balanced spirit, soul and body, and the limitless energy and the dimensional connections through the Merkaba that all of these things in balance bring. Allow the Father to lead you into this. Ask the Father about it. Ask Jesus as the truth. Engage the spirit of truth. You know, don't just reject it. Don't just believe it. Engage it. See how this works for you. This is how it works for me. And I've learned to activate this by flowing the river of life from my spirit through my worship gate, through my choice gate, the garden of my heart, to engage the Merkaba and to activate the seven energy gates to bring balance where the tree of life is operating within me. I think that is available for everybody, but you need to seek God whether it's the right season for you to explore it. 14th of July. As I brooded in the cradle of life over my spheres of influence, I began to get a deeper insight into the Father's desires. Son, all these spheres are part of your scroll in general, but they're not part of you. So without them, you would still be you, as you have been made from the desires of our heart independently from the things your scroll authorized you to do. Now, so often we get so caught up in doing that we put a value on doing that drives us and we become performance orientated. And the reality is, if I never did anything my scroll authorized me to do, I would still be me. This is what the Father was saying to me. You would still be you because you're made out of the desires of our heart and you're spoken into being from the vast sum of our thoughts. And that is not about doing, it's about being. You would still be who we created, even if you had followed a different path through your life. Son, you are not just a sum of your experiences. Therefore, if you were born in a different place, a different color, had alternative parents, wife, family, your world, you know, you would still be you at the deepest level. And I think it's so important to realize it's about being. So when all the superficial, temporal things are stripped away, you're still fundamentally you. That is why beyond this physical existence, the superficial things will be no more than a vapor that will fade away. Don't invest in things which are temporal. When all the things you have accomplished in this life, the gold, silver, precious stones, the wood, hay and straw have been erased, what remains is your relationship with us. Son, you came from us and you will return to us. Everything in between will fade away, so do not hold on to the things of this life as if they were eternal. Things may shift and change as they are merely like mist compared to who you are within I am that I am. And again, you know, this is just something to meditate on. I don't fully understand this, but I get the gist, and it's something that I would meditate on more, and God would reveal it more and more. You are who you are, and all else has no lasting value. You will not remain as you are, not shaped by your experiences, but by us. Father, if that's true, why care about this existence? That was what I asked. Son, because you are learning to live in the moment from transcendence. What a profound statement that is deep, and I need to meditate on that. All of life from the path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil will not remain, as it will be wiped away, just like your tears. The lessons remain, the details will not, as you are the essence of who we made you to be. You are not your memories. The cloud of witnesses state is a transient, not an eternal position. It will be transfigured into pure light. Son, I know you are hurting and trying to make sense of the temporal right now, and we are your comforters, but know this, there is joy set before you. Now, sometimes you go through difficult things. I was going through a difficult time relationally in situations at this moment, and I was trying to make sense of it, but he was carrying my sorrows. But it motivated me. And when God said, look, we're here, we understand, we're in this moment with you, we empathize. That is so comforting to know that God is not just transcendent out there in the eternal now, laughing it up because everything's good. And it is. But he's also living in every quanta moment of our time, engaged with us. So he understands what we're going through. Earthly love will always only be a pale reflection of the love who we are. So look to the things above and focus on true eternal realities. And again, I need to meditate on the value of temporal and the eternal and how to balance them correctly. And I think it's important that we have the right balance, because it's not that we don't care about this life or people, we do. But we've got to put it into an eternal perspective. So I released my broodings as I pulsated with life for a better future in the sound of many waters. That waterfall was amplified in the chamber of destiny as the conduit into the chamber of creation, where amplification process excited the quantum lumens to begin to shape reality. So I was brooding over the joy set before me, that things will be better and that things would get sorted out, that the creative sense of relationship restored would come into being. You know, and there were some difficult things I was facing in my own personal life, and I started to brood, and I released that brooding, and I released the creative thoughts that I created for change, and I engaged that waterfall. It got amplified in that chamber behind the waterfall, and then things started to stream out into reality. Revelation 24:1-4, and I think this is relating to what the Father was saying about, look, these things are temporal. They may be painful right now, but in the eternal sense, they're not going to exist. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. So whatever memory we have, in as the cloud of witnesses have memory, it's sanctified. It's been the tears or regret or pain have been wiped away. The memory no longer carries a negativity. So there's something about this temporal realm that will be dealt with. Colossians 3:1. Therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ, seeking things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. And it's so important that we get a right balance in this. Verse 3. You have died, your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, which amounts to idolatry. We've got to be so careful that we don't look at creation and idolize, but see the Creator and our co-creatorship in it. 15th of July. Son, the shift and changes are not yet over. There are so many more areas that need to be addressed. The forces behind the global issues still need to be dismantled, which will enable the world systems that control the economy and energy to be replaced. So there's work still to be done here. Peaceful transition to new systems that are covenantal from the benefit of all, for the benefit of all, not the few, will need to be administrated. Revolution functions through conflict, which is fueled by division, and the conflict causes overthrow through violence. We don't want the negative aspect of revolution. Do we want change? Yes, but we want it the right way. Transition, peaceful transition. Tribalism of any kind will always lead to conflict, so the transition must be through family and cooperation. You can't try and change something using the same thing that change is producing. You know, what you're trying to change is producing. For there to be cooperation, the global control systems must be removed from power, not through revolution fueled by anger, but by transformation of people who are mostly puppets of the spiritual forces. So we need to target people in those systems who can be turned from darkness to light and follow Jesus. The teams need to be mature and focused with clear mandates for action to challenge the fallen systems with love for restoration. So as we help raise people up to engage governmentally, there are some criteria. Son, only unconditional love will be strong enough to restore those beings and dimensions behind the global issues. And again, so important that we focus all of this in love. Shielding the earth and eventually the universe must be a priority to protect those seeking the restoration of the dimensions behind conflict. Issue the call to action amongst the Engaging God advance groups. Form the teams, but be wise and don't allow immature to take part, as it will be dangerous for them. Those qualified will need to be governmental in heaven. Those who know their identity can operate in love and live in rest. Son, it's time to go on the offensive with the weapons of love, so make preparations and issue the call to action, which I've done, and I'm now pulling together those teams to work together to begin to govern. Son, do not be distracted by worldly issues. When there are cosmic consequences at stake, be focused and prioritized. So again, I want to just encourage you to engage with God yourself, learn how to create reality. You may need deconstruction of your mindsets. You may need to embrace renewal of the mind on a deeper level. But I believe God is calling the sons of God to come, rise up, take their places in the heavens, function in sonship, engage creation, carry the oracles of the Father's heart, be passionate about creation and its restoration. Start focusing on the eternal, not the temporal. Get our balance right within our being, spirit, soul, and body, so that we can truly be who he called us to be. We are called to the kingdom for a time such as this. We've come into this generation for a time such as this. We are being prepared for momentous changes in history at a time such as this. Let's not get distracted by selfishness. Let's not get distracted by worldly conspiracies and all of the stuff that floats around Facebook. Let's keep focused. Let's get collaborated with the Father's heart. It is the Father's heart that we need to engage. Engaging with his heart will change our desires, will motivate us with his heart. Learn to brood. Don't rush in. Brood. Contemplate. Reflect. Allow the Father's heart to transform our hearts. All of this is vital in this process. And I would encourage you, as you begin to outwork this journey yourself, be open to change and transformation. But learn to rest. Learn to be in that place of love, joy, and peace. Resting in who you are. Don't strive for position. Don't compete with others. Don't compare yourself with others. Learn to be who you are. Learn to be the reality of who you are. Embrace that reality. Embrace who you are called to be. Find and fulfill your destiny within the heart of God for the restoration of all things. Because that's his passion. That's why he's passionate. He has a burning desire. He has intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, expressed in union and oneness and blessing that we can all be incorporated into. Be bold, maybe, to step out, to establish something on heaven, on earth as in heaven, so that people can connect, whether it be physically or virtually, to begin to connect, to form relationship that will enable the establishment of what God's doing. So those relationships will operate in union and oneness, not in competition, not in division, not creating unity, which is false unity based on a belief system and agreement, but based in genuine oneness of heart, mind, and purpose, from collaborating with the Father's heart and yielding and surrendering to his purpose and plans, that our destiny is aligned with his heart. We don't need to create our own or force the future. We need to walk with him day by day. And I would encourage you, develop a walking relationship. Don't drag behind him. Don't race ahead of him. Walk alongside him. Let him set the path. Let him set the agenda. Listen to the conversations. Get the heart-to-heart cardiogenosis of walking with him. Let him take you beyond your wildest dreams and your wildest imaginations, to explore the heavens, to explore the dimensional realms, to explore creation, to be one. Learn to engage the cradle of life within the garden of God's heart, access through the Garden of Eden in the realms of heaven. Learn to engage the chamber of destiny behind the waterfall, where the sound of many waters resonates, so you can begin to administrate within the chamber of life, the chamber of creation, so that you can begin to see your reality outworked as you speak it forth. Quantum lumens of light will begin to affect the quantum field, collapse quantum wave functions to begin to see new realities aligned to the heart of the Father outworked in our daily lives, but with an effect to bring change and transformation to these world global systems that we are facing. Let's not get embroiled in conflict. Let's not get embroiled in division or competition or tribalism. Let's make sure we maintain that heart of oneness, that we are going to change the world systems because we are changing and reflecting covenant, union of heart, mind, and purpose for blessing, that every family of the earth would be blessed, every family of every dimension would be blessed, and every one of the family that God created will be restored and made whole into the glory of our sonship. Let's embrace our sonship. Now, I'd encourage you just to open your heart, open your mind as we go into a short activation where you can embrace the reality of who God is in regard to who you are. Again, I'd encourage you just to come to a place of rest. Begin to slow down your thinking. focus your breathing on the rhythm of life, yod, hey, vav, hey, breathing deeply in and breathing deeply out, slowly, rhythmically aligning your whole refreshing being, breathing easily again as you just rest in this place, so you can be still and know the reality of who the Father, Son, and Spirit truly are, as I am, that I am. And just hear the sound of their voice as they speak this reality into your being. Let it become part of the fabric of your being. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I am that I am, and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Just let the resonant frequency of the statements of the reality of I am that I am bring that around you and in you and through you. Let love begin to well up within your spirit. Begin to overflow into your soul, flowing through the gateways of your spirit and soul. Let love within the garden of the heart, the dance floor, the soaking room, the chamber of consummation. Let love be energized and activated within you. Let it flow through you. Let it flow out through the gateways of your spirit, soul, and body, creating an atmosphere around you. Now let joy rise up within your spirit. His joy be in you, so your joy can be full and overflowing, intense, wonderful, joyful, exuberant, as you feel the amazing opportunities filling your spirit, flowing through your spirit, soul, body, creating an atmosphere around you. Let peace well up, rise up within you, deeper and deeper, flowing from your spirit, filling your soul, overflowing through your body, activating and energizing a bliss bubble of love, joy, and peace and rest around you, that you live in rest. 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 Live loved. Love living. Live loving. Live in the rest of love, joy, and peace. Live in the reality of immortality, who you were created to be. Embrace the abundance of limitless grace, mercy, unconditional love. As you embrace God's love, embrace it and live it. Rest in the oracles of the Father's heart. Passion, burning desire, intense joy, overwhelming love, deep compassion, union and blessing, union and blessing. Let the frequency of love